Masechet Kelim, Perek Kav Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. We've been saying that the sizes for cloth, sack, leather, and mat are different in terms of when they could become tameh. Here we'll say that there is a situation where they're all the same. Mishnah says, HaMekatzeya Mikulam Tefach Al Tefach. If someone cuts any of these materials into a piece, that's one tefach. By one tefah, tameh, could become tameh with tum'at midras because it could be used to patch up a saddle of a donkey that a person sits on. The measurements that we mentioned in the previous mishnayot that were all different than the one by one only apply to material that the owner uses for sitting or lying down on, but did not change for that purpose. But if he made a physical change, he trimmed the material, he turned it into something, he fashioned it into something, it could become tameh. This is the exception, even if it measures only one by one. Mishuleh kupa tefah al tefah tameh. If a person trims the bottom of a basket to one tefah by one tefah, it can become tameh with tumat midras because the bottom of the basket is flat and is suitable for sitting on. Misidadeh hakupa. Rabbi Shimon metahed, but if he trims the sides of a basket to one tefach by one tefach, there's a machloket. Rabbi Shimon says that it's tahor because the sides of the basket are curved and unfit for sitting on. So therefore, even though he trimmed it and he wanted to use it as a seat, we rely that batla da'ato etzel kol adam. We say that we ignore that person's personal view and we go by the majority. Most people would not sit on this because of its curved nature. V'hachamim omrim ha-mekatzeh tefach, tefach b'kol makom tameh. Hachamim disagree, and they say, if a person trimmed any place of the basket, even the side that is curved, to a tefach by tefach, it could become tameh with tumat midras, because they say that if a person needed to sit on it, even though it's curved, he still would have the ability to.